From Jupiter's core to Earth's dying reefs, science at the extremes. NASA's Juno probe achieved the first ever subsurface temperature measurement of Jupiter's moon, Io, operating within 1,500 kilometers of the most geologically active body in the solar system. Io hosts more than 400 active volcanic regions, driven by tidal forces from Jupiter's immense gravity, continuously heating the moon's interior. A subsurface reading, rather than a surface measurement, gives scientists new data on the depth and distribution of that heat, with implications for modeling tidal heating on Europa and Enceladus, both of which are targets for future life detection missions. A major new study concluded that climate change, not El Niño, is responsible for all major coral bleaching events, reframing a debate in which El Niño cycles had often been cited as a primary driver. The distinction matters because El Niño implies cyclical bleaching from which reefs can recover between events. A climate change primary driver means the recovery window shrinks with each successive warming event. Coral bleaching occurs when elevated water temperatures cause corals to expel the symbiotic algae that provide up to 90% of their energy. The 2014 to 2017 bleaching event killed roughly 50% of the Great Barrier Reef. The study argues that without baseline warming from climate change, El Niño temperature spikes alone would not have pushed those events above the bleaching threshold. In Europe, France evacuated 40,000 people from the Cap Ferret Peninsula near Bordeaux as wildfires advanced, and Spain declared a national emergency as blazes approached the Madrid metropolitan region, home to 6.8 million people. French President Macron activated the European Union's Civil Protection Mechanism, a formal acknowledgement that the situation exceeded national response capacity. Insurance markets across southern Europe have been sharply repricing wildfire risk for three consecutive years, and this summer's events are expected to accelerate that trend. The Federal Communications Commission approved a plan to create a 440 megahertz superband by combining the upper and lower C-band spectrum with 160 megahertz to be auctioned by July 2027. Mid-band spectrum is considered the sweet spot for 5G deployment, providing better coverage than high-band millimeter wave and better capacity than low-band. And the expanded block is expected to generate significant federal revenue while meaningfully improving network capacity for consumers.